National headlines
and the local stories you care about.
WLBB Carrollton News Talk 1330
FM 106.3.
Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host. A beautiful morning. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. We're thankful to our sponsors, Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. And we're very pleased we have a very special program on this morning. We have Kyle and Preston Williamson in the studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Welcome. And we're here to talk about some very exciting academy, if you will call it academy, we'll explain that further. East Coast Ambassadors Academy is coming to Bremen, Georgia. It's a Living Waters Europe Outreach Conference. And we have some gentlemen traveling many miles. I think they talk about 4,000 miles to come and attend. And this is an opportunity for all those who want to grow deeper in their faith, who want to learn about evangelism, how to witness, how to be more effective in sharing the gospel in the Great Commission that we are implored to do by our Lord and Savior. With that, Kyle or Preston, either one of y'all, take it away. Tell us about the East Coast Ambassadors Academy. Give us a little overall description, and we'll go from there.
Well, Steve, certainly. Let me just start with a very quick prayer for all those listening. Dear Lord Jesus, I pray that you bless everyone listening, help them to receive and enjoy the joy of your blessings this week. And thank you for letting us get this opportunity to share about the academy. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
go ahead, Preston.
Okay. Yes, the academy is planned for this fall. I'm sure you'll get into the dates. But we wanted a place where Christians could come in our community and receive specific information on how to share their faith. We often go to church and meet with other believers to worship God, but we don't talk much about apologetics and street witnessing and how to reach the people who are under the shadow of our steeples, in the marketplaces, you name it. And this, if you're wanting to reach out to those kind of people, friends, neighbors, family, this is a good conference to consider. We've got some really good teachers coming. And they are from 4,000 miles away. One's coming from France, and one's from the UK.
You dropped in the word apologetics. So give us a definition. I understand it to mean defense of the faith.
That's right. Yep. It's how to defend the faith, and that's basically apologetics.
Okay. And so basically, talking about apologetics, a lot of Christians become timid when challenged about their faith and don't really know how to respond or how to respond, you know, in love. And so this is important. Mm-hmm. Tell us, let's kind of get the logistics. Talk about where and when first, and we'll get deeper into the overall content.
Okay. Well, the where is in Bremen, Georgia at the First Baptist Church, and that's where we'll be doing the training and all of the eating and fellowship. But we also have an outreach day on Halloween night where we'll travel to neighborhoods in Bremen. And on Saturday, we have our open air day, and that's where we'll load up in buses and go to Atlanta to meet with the bigger crowds of people. And the when, it will be October 30th, which is a Wednesday, and it starts at 4 p.m. that Wednesday, and it goes all the way through November 2nd, which is Saturday, and we'll have a celebration dinner at the end.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit about the gentleman that will be leading this, and because they have a very exciting resume, and that'll explain a lot about the content of the East Coast Ambassadors Academy. And we'll be back with more with Kyle Williamson and Preston Williamson after these words.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Radick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. We have Kyle Williamson and Preston Williamson. I assume father-son, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. I'm quick. I'm really quick. East Coast Ambassadors Academy coming up at First Baptist Church October 30th through November 2nd. And I think we talk about the leaders of this. We'll give everybody more of a idea of why this is not just your typical conference or seminar. This is something very, very special. We mentioned about them traveling here from Europe. Tell us about John Harris and who is he, and he'll be here. He'll be leading the academy. And when we talk about y'all going to get in the bus and go to Atlanta and witness and get on the streets, he'll be there with you. So
that's correct.
He knows that he comes from London. He knows how to do this. So tell us about John Harris.
Yeah, John Harris is the director of Living Waters Europe, which is a branch of Living Waters Ministries in the USA. And he is very experienced with street witnessing. That's kind of the bulk of his ministry. He's got a pretty popular YouTube channel where he goes out and witnesses, and he'll usually bring a couple boxes, and he'll stand up on the box and invite someone on the street to have a conversation with him with a prize at the end. And he'll usually start off asking if they think they're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And most people out there will say they are.
Mm-hmm.
He'll ask them if they think they're going to heaven when they die, and they'll say yes on account of my good behavior.
Right.
And then he'll walk them through God's Ten Commandments. And by the end of those, an honest person will say, ooh, I'm not doing too well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll say, you're not as good as you thought you were. You need God's mercy instead of your goodness. And then he'll share them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's a really good format, and we wanted him to come over here, and he was more than willing.
Well, what's attractive about that is he engages in conversation with them. He just doesn't preach, but he really gets in there.
Exactly. The fear.
And it's not a prescripted type of format with prescribed questions. It's just really a conversation.
That's right. The fear of street witnessing is seeing someone waving the Bible on the street and yelling.
Mm-hmm.
But John has really mastered that questionnaire format. People feel real comfortable talking with him, but they get uncomfortable fast with his the conviction.
It says here he was born in Lebanon. He lived amongst the Muslim community for about 10 years. He speaks, reads, and writes in Arabic, and also teaches on a variety of topics on Islam. So this is really a extremely colorful character, if you will. And so this is not going to be any kind of boring seminar. This is going to be kind of exciting to have him over here. Now there's another gentleman. Tell us about Manuel Brambilla, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Yes, Manuel Brambilla is coming from France, Cannes, France. That's mm-hmm. where the big movie film mm-hmm. industry meets every year.
Film festival, yeah.
Film festival. And he has the only Protestant church out there It's called Lekemen, and I think the amount of evangelical believers is in the low percentile, maybe 1%.
Mm-hmm. Basically now in all of Europe.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So he constantly needs encouragement, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And he sends us a lot of updates about his ministry. But he is the personal assistant of Ray Comfort over in the U.S., and he helps behind the scenes with a lot of Living Waters Ministries logistics, I would say. He's also very skilled at teaching and preaching.
He was born in Mexico, born again in Canada, it says here. He studied theology at London's Reformed Baptist Seminary, which was also that of Charles Spurgeon, and completed a Master of Divinity degree from Berlin at the Master's Academy International. So you have two internationally known speakers who are going to be leading this academy. Why do we call it an academy? Do you know?
We call it... There's a little bit of a story to that.
Okay.
The Ambassadors Academy was started by Living Waters about 15 years ago. And they wanted a place where Christians were watching these videos online and reading these books that Ray Comfort wrote.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, how do we do this? How do we get started? So Ray wanted to start a class where Christians could come out to California and he'd teach them how to get started. And we wanted to do one here, but we've had to rename the academy due to some legal copyright issues.
Really?
So on the website, we changed it to Evangelism Training Conference.
Uh-huh.
It's the same content, but we had to change the name.
But the Ambassadors Academy is part of the Living Waters organization, so you wouldn't think you would have to change the name.
Well, this is the first time that this has ever been done on the East Coast.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's a we won't call a lawyer and get into the weeds on this, but it is somewhat interesting. Mm-hmm. Tell us basically the story of both you, Preston, you and Kyle. Why would you embrace something like this? What led y'all to get involved in this? I mean, you don't have to do it, you know, obviously.
Well, this is going to, for all you parents out there, this will probably ring a tone of truth and laughter. My son had really blessed my whole family, has always had a heart for the Lord. It's a heart that he's given us. Oh, about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, my wife came in and said, You know, your son's flying off to California, and I don't know what he's doing. And, you know, she
your,
looked at...
Your son.
She looked at me with those eyes and said, you are going with him, aren't you? So I wasn't... The answer is yes, but I had to figure out what Preston was doing. So we ended up in Santa Monica Boulevard at an Ambassador's Academy at Ray Comfort and his Living Water team was putting on. And my whole... I gave my life to the Lord... at age 5. I remember it like it was yesterday, but I've spent most of my life, you try to be a good person. You heard Preston say that. You try to be nice to people, show love, but getting out on the street, I mean, I've driven around in a car and seen people with a Bible in the air screaming at people on the street, and I have often wondered how Paul and those in the apostles, disciples in the Bible did that. Well, here I am in Santa Monica Boulevard at an academy, and there it's Living Waters. Jesus was at the well, telling the lady he had water that she would never thirst again. That's the name, where the name came from. Anyway, these academies are not boring because you know they're going to get you on the street and you're going to be that guy. They're going to teach you how to draw a crowd. They're going to teach you how to use uncomfortable situations and say controversy, if you will, to draw a crowd. And they're going to teach you how to engage people in the physical and transition to the supernatural. And it's totally uncomfortable, but during that, the Lord just so blesses you because they teach you how to to open air, share the gospel the way Jesus did, in love. And when you draw a crowd, the people that are actually listening and maybe reached may not be the person that's on the box in front of you talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing about it, when you have the kind of experience that the Living Water team brings, they're in that crowd too. and you're going to get to see them do this. They're going to handhold you, if you will. And if you get stuck or need help, they're there to help. So it's a wonderful way to learn this. I don't really know anywhere else you could learn it with this kind of instruction.
Let me mention a couple of the class sessions that will give us a little more insight. Session 1, why don't we evangelize? Session 2, why should we evangelize? Session 3, way of the master, modern evangelization and use of the law. 4, way of the master again, true and false conversion. 5, how to start a conversation, give out tracts. 6, how to give the gospel and end a conversation. That's interesting. 7, how to deal with objections to the good person text. 8, how to deal with intellectual objections. 9, how to deal with intellectual objections, part 2. 10, how to make an atheist forward slide. Forward slide. I've never heard that. That's interesting. How to make an atheist forward slide. That's pretty good. 11, what is relativism plus refutation? 12, evidence for Jesus' life and resurrection. And 13, open-air preaching why? And 14, open-air preaching how? So you see the sessions are different than what you would expect. And like you said, this is a little bit different approach than what we would expect in the Southeast.
When we had our academy, it was about a week long in California. When you go out on the streets at Santa Monica Boulevard, you can say everything's strange there, so nothing is. And we ran into John Harris and Manuel Brambilla. They flew over from Europe to be leaders, but they wanted to experience how things were in the States. And they invited us 6 months later to go to Cannes, France, and go through the European Academy. And what'll touch your heart is, in the States, most people might not have given their life to Jesus Christ, but they've heard of him. When you go to Europe, people ask you who that is. So, you know, the challenges they have in Europe really will just humble you. To have John and Manuel and the Living Waters team come and put this training on here is very special. We crammed it into 3 days here, as we are, and so the agenda is pretty packed, but we wanted to fit in Halloween. You don't have to worry about how to draw a crowd at Halloween. We have venues set up where we'll be doing open air with Living Waters team for Halloween at various locations around West Georgia. And then again, Saturday, we have so many great colleges in this part of Georgia, so we'll be on quite a few campuses in smaller groups.
You're kidding. So you're going to be doing this during Halloween trick-or-treat, so everybody will be in costume. Am I right?
What better time to talk about the afterlife when everyone's dressed as a dead character?
And then you're going to go on university campuses, which is going to be equally as scary.
Different environments, completely different environments.
Probably more scary in some respects. So who would you suggest attend this? Because this is a 3-day conference. It's a big deal. And then there's participation. There's, you know, you're not just sitting there and going to sleep. I mean, you're going to be engaged. So who does this best relate to in terms of attendees?
I can almost assure you, you will not go to sleep. These classes are packed, but you're learning skills knowing you're going to be on the street. And so you're wanting to absorb as much of the teaching as you can. But if you see people, and we all do, that need Christ, we all need Christ, but you see someone and you know their life could just be so changed, so improved, but you don't know how to engage them. You love them, but you don't know how to engage them. This is your chance to learn how.
Particularly in a culture that, you know, wants you to refrain from talking out loud about your faith.
Mm-hmm. Particularly, we live in a blessed area here. I'm biased because I'm from West Georgia, but we live in a very blessed area. People are very welcome and open here. I expect the Halloween evangelism to just be a special place, a special time for everyone. When you go on the college campuses, you run into people from all over the world. That's where you can really get humbled in the things that that people believe that are just so wrong.
when we talk about apologetics and we talk about Manuel, you know, reaching out to the Muslim community, one thing that's intimidating is with all the different religions now that are percolated up, even in America, you know, we're not all professors of religion. We don't understand the nuances of Hinduism or Buddhism or whatever. How do you think that the instruction will occur to teach us how to defend against these other religions?
With a 3.5-day conference, we're not going to leave with PhDs in comparative religions. But I think what they share to us will apply to every religion, because we all need the same thing. We all need forgiveness. We've all sinned, and they're going to teach us how to look at God's creation to explain the existence of God, which is something the atheist needs. They're going to give us information on how to address the conscience of man, which we're all guilty in our conscience, and it shows us that God has a moral law. So I think there's simpler ways that they're going to show us.
You know, when someone sees this is going to be held at First Baptist Bremen, they'll say, oh, this is a Baptist seminar. This is open to all denominations or non-denominations, correct?
That's correct. We've had a committee running, Preston, since maybe January.
That's right.
The planning committee that's been putting this on, it's made up from members of various local churches. Again, this is the first time we've done this on the East Coast, and we hope to be able to repeat it annually. The Baptist Church let us use their facilities. We needed rooms and facilities of size, but a lot of churches are helping with buses, transportation, food, members that are on the planning committee.
Someone wants to register or learn more, how should they go about it?
Oh, very simple. Just go to fbcbremen.org and click Evangelism Training Conference in the top right, and it will take you to a link off the website. And the cost is $275 for general admission, but there's scholarships being offered that can waive your fees, and there's instructions there on how to get that scholarship.
Okay.
Steve, if you don't mind, sure. On the scholarship, we're on the heels of October now. So if the Lord's got it in your heart to attend, type in Sponsorship 0, all one word, capital S, and that triggers the donors, and they will pay for your cost. All the meals are included.
Wow, so that's really cool. So basically, anyone that's led in this area of evangelism or apologetics, be it a deacon, a pastor, just a lay person, just a regular old Christian out there in the pews.
I found, as we got into this, many of the pastors that we know were in some way shaped and molded by the Living Waters ministry. But for me personally, I think Jesus spent so much time in the workforce ministering. So this is for lay people. If you love the Lord and you want to raise your skills on how to share the gospel with people in your sphere of influence, this is the thing to attend.
And everybody has a sphere of influence.
That's right.
Some people are behind microphones and some are not, but everyone has some sphere of influence, even if it's only your immediate family or the next door neighbor. And all those spheres are equally important. Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more. We'll wrap it up with Kyle Williamson and Preston Williamson after these words.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Okay, welcome back to Community Voice. I'm Steve Reich, your host. We only got a few minutes left. We're going to wrap it up with Kyle Williamson and Preston Williamson, father and son. Yeah, I'm pretty sharp. Evangelism Training Conference coming up October 30th through November 2nd at First Baptist Bremen. Website is fbcbremen.org. And we've gone over pretty good elements. I think we've covered a good portion of this. But as we wrap it up, let's just kind of give the elevator pitch, if you will, to this conference. It's different than most, if you will, and it's more participatory, if you will, and it's also, I don't know, it's got a lot going for it. Tell us, give us the elevator pitch is why someone should join in and join everyone at the conference.
Okay. Well, the purpose, the stated purpose of Living Waters Ministries is inspiring and equipping Christians to fulfill the Great Commission. And this training conference is basically the same mission. And we've got some really great teachers coming in who have had tens of thousands of conversations with unbelievers and led many of them to Christ. And we think this would be a great opportunity for our community to learn how to share their faith.
Yeah, amen to that, Preston. Thank you. And most of us, when you look back, we realize we learn by doing. So in this conference, you're going to learn by doing with masters that have been doing this, and they're going to teach you how to share your faith out in the open, and you're going to get to practice it. So you're going to learn by doing.
Preston mentioned the Great Commission in Matthew 28. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Well, with that, we want to thank Kyle Williamson and Preston Williamson. Evangelism Training Conference coming up October 30th. Through November 2nd at the Bremen First Baptist Church in Bremen, downtown Bremen, First Baptist Church, Bremen.com, FBCBremen.org, FBCBremen.org to register, to get in line and get instructed, and tell us if you needed help with sponsorship. What was that sponsorship code?
It's Sponsorship Zero, all one word, capital S, Sponsorship Zero.
With that, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Oak Mountain Academy, Tanner Health System. We thank Kyle Williamson, Preston Williamson. Go out and make it a great day. Sola Deo Gloria. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.